Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show about the Akashic Records and your life, and coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio tonight. I've got some exciting news for you. We have gotten a lot of interest, or requests, if you will, to expand the Akashic Record training. And just want to let you know that I am currently now working with Lori Rian out of California to put together an actual webinar teaching you how to access your own personal Akashic Records. And that webinar is going to take place on June 18th and 19th. And it's going to the time frame will be will probably be California time, Pacific time, from 1 until 6 in the evening. And so if you're interested, what's interesting about the webinar, that means that anyone from anywhere in the world will be able to sign up for this workshop. And you'll receive a manual in the mail, and you'll be able to sign on. We're going to have a special portal for you to sign on to this webinar. And you'll be able to see me, and I'll be able to see you, as long as you have a webcam on your computer, which I hope you do. But this is very exciting stuff, groundbreaking stuff. So if this is something that you would like to participate in, the price is also groundbreaking. I am offering this workshop for only $250, and that includes a one-hour telephone consultation with me prior to the workshop. Now, I charge $135 for a telephone consultation, but you're going to get that, and that will be included in the price. There is a shipping cost of $9. However, what I want, that's for the manual, et cetera, and that's whether it's within the United States or outside of the United States. And I'm very excited about this. This is the first time we're going to actually do a webinar on how to access your Akashic Records. So at the end, that's a good thing. The challenging part is we only have room for 12 people, 12 slots on this webinar to be able to see. So if this is of interest to you and you're listening now and would like more information about what the workshop's all about and what you're going to learn and how this is going to happen, I would like you to email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Again, that's info at akashicwisdom.com. Now, remember that this is $100 off the regular price to learn how to access your Akashic Records. And also remember, there's no travel involved. So this is a savings to you of $100 just for the class alone, and plus you're getting the consultation, the one-hour Akashic Record consultation with me, too, and that's $135 value. So it's a wonderful, wonderful bargain, and it's a great price. We're trying this out and feeling really good about it. So if this is of interest, again, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and in the subject matter, you want to put workshop, so I know that's what you want to do. And I will let you know how to pay for that. You'll probably be able to pay via PayPal, or you'll be able to pay by sending a check. So, that's June 18th and 19th. We're also going to be doing an actual lecture. That's going to be Thursday evening, June 16th. For anybody who would like to, we're going to be doing this via the web, also a webinar with the lecture. So email me with your... that you would like information on this, and I'll get you on this list, and we'll get this thing going. Now, if this works the way I think it's going to work, we'll open it up to larger amounts of people. But right now, we're going to try it with 12 people, and those slots are going to go fast. So, again, info@akashicwisdom.com, and that is going to be on June 18th and 19th. This will not be recorded, so you have to be present at your computer, okay? And I'm looking forward to working with all of you. So, again, let me know if this is of interest to me. And if you'd like to call me, you can call me personally. This is not on the show, but you can call me at my private number at 216-691-1233. Okay, so tonight I went into the records and found out, thinking, okay, you know, so I always like to go, I open my Akashic records, and that's what you will learn in the workshop, is how to open your Akashic records. But I opened up my Akashic records to ask how I can best serve you tonight. And what was brought forward is that we want to talk tonight. Of course, you can talk about anything you like to talk about. You can call in and ask your questions of the Akashic records. That's just fine. But again, for people who have just listening in, the Akashic records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So what came forward today to talk about is love, creativity, joy, curiosity, gratitude, and generosity. And when generosity came forward, I thought that was an interesting title, or interesting subject. And so as I'm journaling here, the questions come up of what is generosity to you? What do you consider to be, how would you define generosity? And again, I want to give you the numbers to call in tonight. You can call in at 530-413-4520. It's 530-413-4520 or 530-413-4515. Or you can call in 415-287-0074. Okay, those are the numbers you can call in for your comments tonight. But one of the things that's interesting is when I came to generosity, I wanted to define it for myself, okay? And so I wanted to look it up. So there wasn't a whole lot of time because this is kind of an interesting thing. But generosity, from a Wikipedia definition, is the habit of giving freely without expecting anything in return. It can involve offering time, assets, or talents to aid someone in need, often equated with charity as a virtue. Generosity is widely accepted in society as a desirable trait. Now, one of the things that's important about that, what's interesting, and I'm just reading this to you now, I just pulled that up on Wikipedia as we're talking, is that when I was working in the records, what they wanted us to talk about or consider is how are we generous in our thoughts? How are we generous in our actions? How are we generous in our attitude or attitudes? How are we generous in our love? How are we generous in giving? Now, then they went on, in other words, like we're going to talk about those five attributes or five areas. And then they talked about how generosity is equal to trust. And so the opposite of generosity is the fear of lack. Okay, and if you're working from a place of not being generous, is working from a place of not having enough or afraid to give because more won't be supplied. And so what's important here is for us to take a look at what we are willing to give in our generosity and how we can be generous not only with others, but most importantly, how can we be generous with ourselves? And so I would like to just talk about the aspects of generosity that you are working with in your life right now. I just want to shut this one part down. Now, just as a comment, I just should tell you that I just got my computer back. It was down for a long time, okay? And I just want to let you know that. Oh, by the way, we've all already got people signing up or wanting more information on their workshop. So again, if you're interested in that Akashic Record workshop, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, that's going to be June 18th and 19th. Okay, so let's just talk here for a moment. How can we be generous in our thoughts? Generosity in our thoughts means that we are able to be generous with ourselves in the way we think about ourselves. Generous in our thoughts about how we think about others. So, for example, and all of this actually, the generosity in our thoughts, the generosity in the actions, the attitudes, this all plays into how we move into our own beingness. And we have to realize that when we allow ourselves the compassion of being who we are, and the compassion and the generosity and the latitude, and they're using this word latitude, of giving ourselves the freedom to be who we truly are, and as well as the freedom to make mistakes. It's very important, very, very, very important. And so I want you just to consider that in your life. How are you being generous with your attitude toward yourself? How are you giving yourself the strokes and the compliments? Strokes, the props, the kindness in your heart. One of the things that, for example, that's coming up is that in relationships, we tend to be very critical of other people. Many times we are. Not everybody is. But many times we're very critical of others. And that criticism stems from being critical of ourselves. And so where the generosity comes from is in the generous aspect of how we can care about ourselves enough to be able to give ourselves the love that we need. So I want you just to think about how you speak to yourself. What is your self-talk like? How are you giving yourself enough compliments or enough I'm trying to get the right word here for you. Encouragement to really try that which you totally want. And so that's very important. It's very important that you move into a place of being generous with your freedom of your own personal thoughts around your own personal actions. And so what that also means is when you're generous with your actions, and this is not we're not speaking of how you react to other people, because generosity needs to come from your heart to you first. You need to have a generous heart for yourself before you can trust to be generous with others. Now, generosity isn't just tithing money, although that's a big part of it. Tithing money is a very important piece. It's very important to tithe to those people who inspire you. However, but what we're talking about here is the actions that allow you to be generous with yourself. So how generous are you with your time that you give yourself to enjoy life? How generous are you with yourself when it comes to putting a certain amount aside every week or every month for you to just enjoy? Paying yourself first in all business is very important, because when you move forward and feel nurtured and acknowledged, you naturally do better in whatever it is you do. If you walk around tight-fisted in everything that you do, it's very hard to feel free. And so I'd like you just to examine how your actions are generous with yourself. Again, make sure that you put aside dollars that you can spend any way you want. I mean, even if you're very tight with money, if you can put around $5 aside a week, a month, whatever, to do whatever it is you want to do with that $5. And I understand $5 is not a lot of money, but go to a dollar store or buy or get a cup of coffee that you really enjoy, or have an ice cream sundae, or purchase a steak. You know, I mean, buy a steak for yourself if you're a meat eater. You can get a nice steak for $5. But it's important, whatever you do with that $5, to savor it, to make sure that it is a reminder that you are treating and nurturing yourself. It's very important, because when you move into a generous way of thinking about yourself, and that generous way of thinking translates into actions, and then the generous way of your actions translates into your generous attitude, you become more generous in love of self and more generous in love of others. And then it translates into being more generous with giving to others as well as trusting. Your generosity for yourself in your actions, your thoughts, your attitude all translate to trust. Because you know you will always be provided for. And I really want you to understand this. And there was we talk about gratitude and being thankful. And one of the outpourings of being, you know, of having gratitude and being grateful is then moving into the generosity of being, and the generosity you have for yourself and others. So I want you to just consider that and give a call. You know, I mean, you can call in tonight, 530-413-4520. You can call in 530-413-4515. That line's busy. It'll roll right over. Or 415-287-0074. And so I want you to just, I want you to think about the generosity of life. I also want to, in that aspect, in the mood of generosity, I want to send my deep appreciation out to Jojo Shakian. Jojo sent me some of his art and a wonderful crystal. And I tried to call him when my computer was down, but the number didn't work. So if Jojo, if you're listening, please call, because I want to say thank you to you personally. And my computer just got fixed, so I'm going to be emailing you, but I'd love to talk to you. If you're out there listening, please call in. And for those people who would like to know more about what I'm talking about, I strongly urge you to go to Jojo's site, because he has some wonderful art. He sent me some beautiful note cards and just breathtaking photographs that he's done. And his website is www.shakenphoto, and that's S as in Sam, H-A-I-K-E-N as in Nancy, photo.com. That's S-H-A-I-K-E-N photo.com. So go to his site, see his beautiful art, and or order things from this young man, because his work is magnificent. He's got these wonderful crystals. My goodness, he sent me this beautiful crystal from this grid, and I'm not sure. All I know is when I first picked it up, the energy of this crystal just went right through me. And it brought me tears of joy. And what was also very interesting is I was holding this crystal and the phone rang, and I immediately knew who it was, and it wasn't like a friend or somebody I was expecting to call. It was the manager of an apartment I'm planning on moving into. And as you've, again, if you've been listening and you know, I'm downsizing from my five-bedroom home here, and I'm going to be moving into an apartment. And I have an interesting story to tell you about that. So back in April, I had a dream, and I don't normally dream like vivid dreams that I remember. I just had one last night that was very sweet and dreamt of my husband, who passed away, and that was really a beautiful dream. But back in April, I was dreaming, and I woke up, and I heard the numbers 509. 509, 509, and I could not shake that number. And I told a friend of mine, Mariah, I woke up, and I said, all I heard was, remember, 509. Very important that you remember 509. So I went out, well, gee, I wonder if that's a lottery number. So I played the lottery, didn't win. And I went, and I said, what, 509? I said, that's not even the number I like. I like 900s, you know, I like nines. But 509 equals a 5. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't add up to my typical 9. I said, I don't know what that is. And so I just forgot about it. And so I've been looking at apartments, and I found an apartment I really like, and one of the addresses on the apartment buildings was 900. I thought, oh, there you go. I like the 900. That's good. And so I'm looking around in the apartments, and the lady's showing me the different apartments, and she gives me, and so the apartment I want is not available for a few months yet. And she gives me the number, and I'm telling my friend Mariah, okay, I found this apartment. I like it. 900 is part of the address. That's a 9. I like that. I said, but, you know, the apartment number is, you know, nothing, it doesn't add up to anything. It may be a life number, but it's 509. And she said, Donna, you dreamt that. And I went, I did? And I had totally forgotten that I had actually tracked, and here it is, good possibility that the apartment I'm going to be moving into is number 509. So something important is going to happen around that number and around that apartment, and I'm very excited to move in or to experience whatever 509 is going to be. I'll keep you informed as to what's happening with 509. So let's talk about numbers. I love to talk about numbers. Anybody win the lottery out there with a number that they dreamt? That'd be great to hear. So give me a call. You can call me at 530-413-4520. I'm just going to give that number out. Give me a call on that number. If it goes more than that, then it'll roll over. Also, for the people here on the East Coast, if you'll remember, I was talking about Brazo, and I went to California to see Brazo. It's Braco. Well, Brazo is going to be in Pittsburgh, and he's going to be in Pittsburgh the weekend. I want to say he's going to be there the 12th and 13th of June. So if that's of interest, I think I'm going to drive in there on Sunday, on the 12th. Just drive in and drive out. And I'm not sure if he's there I think he's there, like I said, the 12th and 13th. So if that's of interest, you know, let me just see. I don't know if I have his website or not. It's either, I think it's Braco, Braco America, but it might be braco.org, too. I'm not sure. I want to see that. I'll look it up, and I'll let you guys know. I know that there was, I want to see something here. I'm looking it up. Oh, here it is. Okay, so, yeah. If you go to Braco, Braco.tv, you will, you'll get, there's, evidently in June, he's going to be in New Jersey, and he's going to be in New Jersey and Pittsburgh and Indianapolis, also Oregon, Las Vegas. Then he's also going to be in California, Woodland Hills, and then also in Denver. He's got a busy June I'm coming up, I'll tell you. So so just want to let you know that he is going to be in Pittsburgh, Monroeville, a Doubletree in Pittsburgh, June 12th and 13th. So just know that that's what he's going to be doing. And they're selling tickets online, and at the gazing sessions on June 12th, they're going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it should be fun. So know that's true, and know that's there, and we're going to have a good time. And I know that I'm going to be going. I'll be there at the gazings on June 12th. Actually, yeah, Sunday, June 12th, I'll be there. Monday, I'm not so sure, but for sure, June 12th, I'll be there. So, again, that's at Braco, www.braco.tv, okay? Or you can also get it at braco.net. Or you can also do Braco America, but Braco seems to be the one for our neck of the woods in New Jersey, and has different events on it. So, okie doke. Just thought I'd mention that to you. And, you know, it's very interesting energy that this young man has. Very interesting. So just know that that's there for you. Okay. All right. Now let's talk about, go back to generosity. One of the interesting things about generosity is that there is a way of looking at generosity from a place not only of love, but it's also from a place of trust. And there's, we've said that already, but there's something else. There's a bunch of books I didn't even realize this. I'm looking on the internet right now about generosity. So there's a 90-page book. Oh, it's called The Generous Life. That's the one I was looking at. You can go, this is a very interesting website here. You can go to, it's called 40 Days, A Spiritual Journey to a Generous Life. And it's Maximum Generosity. Let's see, it's by a man by the name of Brian Kluth, K-L-U-T-H. And you can find it, MaximumGenerosity.org. generouslife.info. And if you want a free copy of the Generous Life booklet, you can get it. I guess it's an online booklet, and it's right there for you. So that's very interesting. What's interesting about this man's journey, I was reading about him, and he actually took this, he had this book that he had written, 40 Days to a Generous Life. And he took this actual book before, and he self-published it because I think like five different Christian publishers didn't want it. They said nobody wants a book on generosity. I thought that was very interesting. So, but yeah, so Brian Kluth is where you want to go, and it's called www.generouslife.info. So you can get that online. That's his ministry is all about generosity. And again, it's from a Christian perspective, but what's interesting is all over the world. And just thought I'd tell you about that. Okay. I have to tell you that for whatever reason, this phone is going out, and I don't like that, but it is. So I need to hang up and call back again because I'm going to lose power on this phone. So, Don, I hope you're listening. I'm going to try and switch over, but if I can't, so I'm going to lose power. All right, here I am. I'm going to try to switch this over now. So anyway, okay, back to generosity. You know what's interesting about this whole idea here of generosity is that when we practice it, we feel better about ourselves. We feel better about the whole idea of what we can do with this. You know, we feel better about giving to other people. You know, one of the things that when we hold things close to our vest, we have a hard time with a lot of different ways of trusting. So I would like to encourage you to consider how you can be more generous in your life. Okay, I think I've repeated myself enough on that one. I'd love to have you call in. Please call me at 530-413-4520. I'm going to talk a little bit about the workshop right now. I'm going to just talk about what happens at the workshop for the Akashic Records. When we do an Akashic Record workshop, you learn how to access your own Akashic Records via a specific sacred prayer. And this prayer shifts the energy to make the information accessible. During the two-day workshop, it's a total of 10 hours, what happens is that you not only work with the prayer, but you learn how to access the records and use the Akashic Record energy in pretty much every area of your life. Now, there's many people who think about the Akashic Records as a way to divine or the future. And it's not about futures so much as it is here and now and helping ourselves feel more comfortable. When the Akashic records hold all possibilities, so you have to realize that the different possibilities and probabilities that are in the Akashic records are only the are future probabilities or possibilities that are based on the choices that we make today. So what happens is the choices we make today create our future. When we come in, we have an agenda or a curriculum. And what the Akashic records help us do is understand more about what that agenda is by giving us a variety of different choices and information about the choices, okay? And so that's really important. It's important to understand that the Akashic record energy can help you in your life in this way. If you have a decision to make, the Akashic records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decision. And one of the ways that that happens is that during the workshop, one of the things that we go forward with is helping people understand how to make decisions via their feelings that are based on the energetic vibrations from the Akashic records in this respect. An Akashic record consultation is based 100% on your question. And the same way in the workshop, you learn how to phrase your questions to get the optimum answer in the records. And so one of the questions that in the workshop that we work with is, show me how it would feel if I were to. So if there's a decision you have to make, asking your, once you have your records open, asking to be shown how it would feel is different than showing you the outcome, mainly because you're making the decision on your feelings rather than anything else. And when you move into your own personal energy of feeling, that's very important. Very important. So during the workshop, there are actual journaling exercises that you will do using your own personal Akashic record energy and the information that you receive, you'll write down. And so the workshop consists of not only helping you understand what the Akashic record energy is and how to use it, but very much from an experiential point of view of actually giving you different scenarios that you can actually work with the Akashic records in your everyday life. So, for example, let's say you're in business, and I do a lot of business consulting via the Akashic records, helping people with business plans and marketing plans via the Akashic records, because I can open up the Akashic records of not only the owner of the business with, you know, but the business itself. Now, I do need the permission of the owner in order to be able to open up the business records, but everything has an Akashic record because everything on our planet has vibration and frequency. And so that vibration of frequency is all registered in the Akashic record. So what's important here is for you to understand that during those 2 days, you're going to be taken through a variety of different scenarios and experiences of how to use your Akashic record in a way that helps you with your life in the here and now. And it's very important because let's say you have a parenting challenge, and you want to understand how you can best parent your children. That's another question. You can actually open your Akashic records, and without opening anybody else's record, you can ask, how can I best serve? And you can fill in the blank with that person's name, whether it's a child or a spouse or a coworker or a sibling or a parent, whatever. you will be shown how you can best serve that person without getting into their personal stuff. Now, you must be over 21, or actually over 18. You have to be over 18 to take an Akashic Records workshop, because we don't open the records of anyone under the age of 18. And so, because you're getting a consultation along with it, you have to be over the age of 18. So within the workshop, we move towards helping you understand your life, helping you understand why certain things have happened in your life, helping you understand about forgiveness. And every level one is different, because every level one has a different group of people that have different issues or have different situations. Now, it's not like a support group, and it's not about it's not about people doing a lot of crosstalk. That's not what this is about. What this is about is you understanding how to begin to take care of yourself in your life from a point of view that meshes and merges the spiritual with the psychological, with the emotional, with the insight of a deeper meaning to your life. And for those people who are stuck on what is my purpose, again, the Akashic Records will help you sort out what it is that you truly love to do. The Akashic Records help, again, bring you information, bring you insight, help you get a deeper meaning to your whole entire life. And so it's really an important class, because learning how to access your own personal Akashic Records is a lifetime tool that will always serve you. And then there are other levels that we will not be able to do via the web, but like a level two, after you work with your own records for a while, a level two will be done most likely either in Cleveland or Akron or California, Cleveland or Akron, Ohio, or California. Level two teaches you how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals, and you learn how to be an Akashic Record consultant if that's what you want to do in a level two. There are also other classes. There's a professional level two, and there's also level three. And there are various intensives. Now, the intensives will be able to be broadcast over the web as long as you've gotten your first level one. And that's what's so exciting about this, is because once we understand how to make this work smoothly, which I already think it is, to learn to teach people how to access their Akashic Records via the Internet with a webinar, then what we're going to do is start doing intensives. And the intensives will be fabulous, because they can just run a couple hours or just an afternoon. And so it's going to be really important work. This is just going to blow it wide open so that everyone around the world will be able to access their Akashic Records and anchor that energy around the world and anchor the energy within their own lives. And that's going to be very important. So, again, I've got people interested already. Please keep your cards, please email me again with your information. Remember, there's only 12 slots for this initial Akashic Record webinar that's going to be on June 18th and 19th. We already have 6 places already that are looking to be filled. We've got a 7th coming in, and so please, they're going to fill up fast, and because it's a great price and because people want to know more about how to access their own personal Akashic Records. Okay, so if you'd like to give a call, you can call me at 530-413-4520. If you have any questions about the workshop, any questions about the Akashic Records, any questions about your life in the here and now. So I look forward to hearing from you. Now, we're right now at 45 minutes into the hour, and if, in fact, people are reluctant to call, that's okay with me. We can sign off early if that's what you'd like to do. But do know that I am ready and here to serve you, and I want to truly help you with your life. And that's what the whole point of this program is, all right? That's what this whole thing is. Yep. All right, so one of the things that's coming forward is that it's going to be very important for you, and I'm speaking directly to you, for you to move into the space of loving. The reason that the loving space is important for you to create that which you truly desire. Now, one of the, and I don't know who this is, but the name that I'm hearing is Madeline, and I'm also hearing Melody. Anybody with an M name, you need to really listen close. Today is a very, very important day for you to move into your power. It's a very important time for you to release all of the what you are perceiving as obstacles. If there's any toxic people in your life, you really need to be able to be willing to let go of those people. And what's meant by letting go of those people means that it's about time for you to forgive yourself enough so they no longer have a charge on your heart. And even for people whose name doesn't begin with M, who's resonating with this message, is very important. This message is very important for people who are about to move into their power. And would like to ask you to consider that it's time to embrace not only that little child within, but also the teenager. The teenager needs to be acknowledged within you. And the teenager needs to be, and they're using the word forgiven, and it's got nothing to do with you really doing anything wrong as a teenager, but there's a perception that something was wrong, and it's really about forgiveness. So if this is resonating with you, I encourage you to email me a question you have or to call in. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can call me right here on the show at 530-413-4520. Or if you catch me off the air, you can call me at 216-691-1233. That's my private number. Don't worry about waking me up. It'll go right to an answering machine if I'm not right by the phone. But this is very important. It's in a very important time for you to begin to embrace all that you would like to do. I'd also like to share with you that it's time for you to move forward into exploring your joy. Whatever that means for you, exploring your joy is very important. And for those people who are looking to find employment, it's time for you to stop selling yourself short and move into the creativity of your own generous spirit of what you truly would love to do. It's time for you to make that list. And then what I'd like to do right now is open, is just take a little meditation as we move towards the end of the program, as we embrace the world. So I'd like you to just to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. And allow your heart to expand by imagining a beautiful ball of light in the center of your chest that expands and grows. And allow your energy to expand. Imagine your arms growing longer to embrace the world, the earth. And allow your energy to move you up and out and around so that it fills your entire room and moves out from your home into the ethers as we surround our planet with love. Mother Earth needs a blanket of love right now. It's important for us all to consider embracing our own divinity and embracing the divinity of Mother Earth. Taking a nice deep breath. Sending lovely light, loving light, throughout your body, into the earth, and knowing that each person listening is a column of light that lights the earth with love. And when you're ready, come back to the room. I'd like to thank you for listening to Akashic Wisdom tonight. This show is for you. I love it when you call in and ask questions. Again, remember JoJo Shakin at www.shakin. I think I have that right. I might not. I want to say that right. It's www.shaiken photo photo.com. Great artist. And want to also remind you that on June 18th and 19th, the Akashic Record webinar at a greatly reduced price. You can actually save $100 off the actual tuition, plus you get a one-hour telephone consultation, which is $135 value with me personally prior to the workshop. So register early because you don't want to get shut out. We only have a few slots left, like six slots left. So please give a call at 216-392-5490 is my cell phone, or 216-691-1233 is my office number, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of another evening. Before we stop, I just wanted to send a beautiful honoring and remembrance to those folks who are in the armed forces, This is Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And it's not just a day for barbecuing and getting together, but it is for gratitude for those who have served our country well, those who have died for us in the various conflicts that we've had. So we want to say thank you for those who are still serving. Thank you for those who have served. And thank you to the families of all our wonderful wonderful armed services folks. And I just want to throw this out there. If there is any family member of an armed services folks and you would like an Akashic Record consultation, I would like to offer that to you for free. If you have a husband or a son in the service and would like a free Akashic, 1 hour Akashic Record telephone consultation, just call me and we'll make sure it happens. Or if you're an armed service person, if you're in the military and would like an Akashic Record consultation, that's free to you. So please call me. Again, 216-691-1233. And you just got to tell me what branch you're in, and we'll make that happen. All right. Well, it's time to go. I love you guys very much. Again, thank you to all of our armed services folks. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of our wonderful, wonderful Akashic Records. We thank you all for your participation. We thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we say amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. You all have a wonderful, miracle-filled week, and we'll see you, talk to you next weekend. Bye-bye.